he walks onto the black and white screen a few minutes after midnight wearing a zebra-striped leisure suit. There is a quick thought that something might be wrong with the television this late at night, static of some kind in the neighborhood, an electrical malfunction. No, the stripes only move when Evel Knievel moves. This is his outfit. He is a one-man test pattern. The collar on the leisure suit is exaggerated, Edwardian, huge. The pants flare out at the end, bell-bottoms. His white leather kick-ass boots, which stick out from the edges of the bell-bottoms, would be suitable for either a well-dressed gang fight or an open-ended night in a Las Vegas cocktail lounge. The stripes on the leisure suit, back to the stripes, are random, run every which way, as if somebody had splashed white paint across a black background. The effect is dramatic. He is a work of modern art, certainly a piece of work, a cat on the prowl. He is here to be on the Dick Cavett Show. He has dressed for the occasion. My next guest is an incredible character. Cavett tells the studio audience at the Elysee Theater on West 58th Street in New York City. He's a motorcycle daredevil driver. All his life he's been doing death-defying feats. Death has nearly defied him several times. His longest jump was 50 yards, a 50-yard jump over the fountains of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. This jump did not go well. You may have read about it, or seen some still photos of it. He has some film with him of what happened. He seems to spend his life, or what he has left of it, it sometimes seems to me, seeing what he can do to shorten it. Incredible things he does. Will you welcome the legendary Evel Knievel? The Bob Rosengarten Orchestra plays Daisy Bell in the background, better known as Bicycle Built for Two, a family standard written in 1892. The audience applauds. The incredible character, the motorcycle daredevil driver, walks across the stage with a slight limp in his left leisure-suited leg. First impression. He is pool hall handsome. Good chin, prominent nose, steady eyes, sandy hair combed back, semi-serious sideburns. Self-confidence is not a problem. Second impression. If he came to the front door to pick up your daughter, left the engine running in the flashy car outside, he would make you nervous. Third impression. Your daughter would be thrilled. He shakes hands with the shorter Cavett, then turns and shakes hands with a middle-aged black man who wears glasses under a modest afro. The middle-aged black man is jazz trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie, already finished, the first guest of the night. Dizzy Gillespie. Dizzy is smoking a cigarette. Everyone sits down. "How are you?" Cavett asks from behind his desk, then immediately laughs at the absurdity of his own first question. "How are you? How are you, Evel Knievel? How do you ask Evel Knievel, how are you?" Significant stretches of his life have been spent in intensive care units. He has been in more hospitals than Dr. Christian Barnard or Marcus Welby, M.D. He has more stitches in him than a Raggedy Ann doll. Enough metal for a full erector set. How are you? His x-rays are his calling cards. "Have you ever been hurt?" Cavett says, flummoxed. "Yes, several times," Evel Knievel replies. "Several times." The year is 1971. The month is August. The interview has begun. The Dick Cavett Show is the ABC entry in a three-network talk show race for the attention of the Insomniacs of America at 11:30 p.m. Johnny Carson talks behind a desk at NBC. Merv Griffin does the same at CBS. The Cavett Show is third in the late-night ratings, but seen as the intellectual alternative. Cavett attracts the most interesting guests, the newsmakers, the provocative people of the day. The talkers actually talk rather than wink, blink, sing a song, tell a joke as they promote their next endeavor. Groucho Marx previously sat in the brown leather chair at the side of this desk. Jimi Hendrix, Alfred Hitchcock, Kirk Douglas, Sonny and or Cher, Orson Welles, Satchel Paige, Bill Russell, Marlon Brando, Lester Maddox, John Kerry, the young Vietnam War resister, Jim Brown, Ingmar Bergman, Woody Allen, Joni Mitchell, Ann Landers, Truman Capote, Little Richard, Janis Joplin, Ralph Nader, Art Garfunkel, Dick Clark, Betty Davis. The list continues. John Lennon and Yoko Ono will be here within a month.